is expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Oh, shit.
I just busted my eardrums out. Yeah, I can turn mine down a little bit, too. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Good morning, Shasta County!
Wow, that was, like, really, really loud. Bad. Whoa! I didn't have a hearing problem until this morning.
It feels like Vietnam out there, doesn't it?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
He's shell-shocked from you screaming.
God, I almost went down on the floor.
Today is Sunday, October 29th, 2023. My name is Mark Ken. I'm your host. This is Sovereign Mind, the podcast, the radio program, all incorporated into one, depending on how you look at it with the material that we're presenting. Just saying. Never mind. Yeah, we got a podcast going tomorrow, we'll get that one out. Get it in the can. We've been lax for a couple of weeks because of deadlines and work and being overwhelmed with stuff to do. Board of
with
Supervisors.
The government.
Oh, man.
Government offices?
Yeah.
Agencies?
Yeah, it's not like, they just go away. It's just, you know, we've got a Board of Supervisors meeting coming up. But before we get into all the stuff, let's do the introductions as usual. My name is Mark Kent. I'm your host, and you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. We're here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting. And that's my sister, by the way, just for you meet.
Good morning, everybody.
And the kid that rocks around the clock.
Good morning.
There you go. And our producer, Liam, which is today's his last day, I
guess. Yeah.
It's my last Sunday.
Your last Sunday.
But, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, we won't see him.
We will
Sunday,
miss you.
We'll miss you guys.
We wish you good luck in the future and your new endeavor.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Brought to you by Julie Foster, Allstate Insurance Agent. She's down there at 810 Main Street, Red Bluff, California, 530-527-5534. She's the best and will take care of all your needs. She is a patriot. Also, Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating, 530-605-9575, licensed and bonded. And also, we have Crockmaster.
We do. We've got Crockmaster. You can trust that your windshield is in good hands with Jeff Wurst down there on Market Street.
He's a patriot as well.
Yeah, 30 years of experience in windshield repair, and he guarantees his work.
Yep.
Can give him a call.
We want anybody who's a patriot to get in contact with us if they need a little help with their advertising or their business, and we'll talk to you about it. And some of these guys, we're just helping them out. We don't even charge them anything. So, like,
don't tell people that. No.
Never mind. I'm sorry. I spoke out of turn there. It's not. Anyway.
No, but we do like to, put their name and their business out there.
We want to help the patriots out there.
Exactly. It's time that we really step up with our community.
Never mind. Shout out to Marty McGill at Clear Creek Microgreens. He's down there usually at the farmer's market on Saturday. I've been down there for a while. Been a little too busy. Also, Mountaintop Media, mountaintopmedia.com, where the MAGA is the thing to be. I hear these guys at the Board of Supers, they're ultra MAGA, like that's some kind of badge of, dishonor or something. It's like, yeah, I'm a Marxist shill. Wow, that's a, you should have a, I wonder if they give badges out for that in the Boy Scouts. You know, I've got an expert in Leninism and socialist, social justice, that turns into, slavery. Yeah, yeah, that's a good one. So. Big O tires, J and the K.
Okay. A little side track there.
Yeah,
but
just,
anyway,
we
will be giving away two tickets to the fundraiser for the, I never get it right, California Rifle and Pistol Association. The fundraiser's coming on November 9th. So I guess the first caller that we have, if you call in, we'll give you two free tickets to that fundraiser and show your support for the Second Amendment out there.
I wonder how come I'm having trouble getting into the chat room on one of the browsers. It's almost like they said, you can't go in on that browser now.
I don't know.
It's like,
but don't forget, we got a lot of stuff coming up in the next few months to start with. On November 4th, we have the Veterans Day Parade in Shasta Lake City that starts at 10 a.m. And it is one of the biggest Veterans Day parades there is in the North State. It's always a good time out there. Hopefully this year it won't be raining. I mean, I know we need the rain, but it would be nice if we can make it through the parade with no rain this year.
What's interesting is that Google Chrome will let me write in, I think, but nobody else does. What's up with that?
Yeah.
They just want you to use Google.
I know, but and it's always the big sign. Will you set us as your default browser? No. That's really not going to happen because, you know, Scroogle tracks everything you do and sets up a database to do whatever. But right in.
Several of them do, actually. DuckDuckGo used to be pretty good, but not so much anymore.
I'm on Brave. There's a couple Yandex I hear, but I don't know. It kind of reminds me of Yondu on Guardians of the Galaxy or something, but I'm not too sure about it yet. I've been doing some homework, but, you know, I use a VPN, ExpressVPN. I think it's good. There's other ones out there, but these guys are tracking everything you're doing. But
yeah, isn't it funny? Because we deal with government agencies a lot. Some of those browsers, you can't go in and get the information or anything. Like with Brave, it won't allow you to go into government agencies. Imagine that.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah.
So they're not in collusion with anybody. They're not getting paid or getting money free from the
they're not surveilling
three-letter
us.
Agencies like the FBI or the CIA. They're not doing anything wrong except misinforming everybody and maybe causing a problem with, our sovereignty and, there's a slavery issue down the road.
The thing I noticed that you really got to watch out for is there's plenty of really good VPNs, but the problem is they get bought up quietly,
right.
And you never end up hearing about it, and then mm-hmm. they change their policies.
You've got to be, this is you got to put your helmet on in this environment. It's tough, it really is. And it's not going to get any better for a long time, I don't think. We did have fireworks at the last Board of Supervisors meeting, as usual. And
yes,
there was a gun range zoning permit approved
mm-hmm.
On a 3-1 vote, which is interesting. In itself, chairperson, Patrick Jones, had to recuse himself because it was his
project
that he's working on for 12 years. And then some of the stuff that came out at the meeting are just like, something? These people that are against anything, it's just like these guys are, and we're going to talk about lawfare and Trump and a few things today too. They don't care what it is because it's not about fair. It's not about right. It's not about wrong. It's about a political agenda across the board. And that's really what this is about. This is about, slamming anything that the, mega extremists have to do. Well, what does mega extremist mean? I mean, what was that? Oh, you're a right wing mega extremist. Oh, let's see. I'm for following the Constitution. I'm for freedom. I'm for free markets. I'm for honest money. I'm for having a better quality of life based on economic prosperity that the government doesn't completely control. And you go down across the board and you go, I guess I am a MAGA extremist if that's the definition of it. But I don't know, what's a left wing radical Marxist think? What do they want to do? Take control of the government, debase the currency, put you into debt, government spending out of control, government control out of control. We want to have you know, the kids be sexualized and you know, drag queen story hour, and take these things so that they you know, stop you from you know, having maturity and puberty. We go on and on and on.
By the way, I got a bone to pick in regards to that too. So yesterday we're over at the Anderson Park, and the first five, they've got books out there that are children's books praising Obama. Like, really?
Yeah.
Where's the ones for Trump? Where's the ones for... Well, I mean, I didn't like Bush. I certainly didn't like Obama.
But they banned those books. Oh, wait a minute. We're the ones that are supposed to be banning books, not pre-selecting books to indoctrinate people. See, whatever they're saying that you're doing is exactly what they're doing. It's unbelievable. In almost every instant, bar none. Where's the evidence against Biden? There's a ton of evidence. Then you go, where's the evidence against Trump? Then there's nothing. But what?
Yeah, but they're like that until it's their rights, their free speech. Then they want to go to the Constitution and say, wait a minute.
Okay, so let's take the voting machines real quick.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so the voting machines, they said down in Sacramento that the voting, we have to go with the voting machines. And the real deal is they don't care whether they're legitimate or not. Why would you not try to make it legitimate? Why would you pass all these laws to illegitimize or make it easier to cheat? Because their guy's in power. See, they don't care about fair and free elections. They care about power. And when you get down to that, you start to understand is what they don't get is that down the road, comes back to bite everybody because down the road, you got all your guys in power. There's no free elections. They do whatever they want. They squelch their competition. And all you got is this one party system. And they say, now go to work and shut up. And you go, well, wait a minute. I have rights. And they go, no, you don't. You just, you got rid of them all. Remember, the free and fair election thing? Nah, you know, we just do whatever we want. And you'll suck it up because we get once you get their guys in there, how are you going to get them out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and look at, go ahead.
Well, actually, go ahead, and you're probably closer on the same topic.
Well, I was going to say, go back to like the recall, or with the recall now, you know, all of their screaming and everything. Oh, the governor won't appoint anybody. Oh, wait, he appointed the judges. No, he won't appoint. We wrote a letter saying that we want a conservative. Well, that doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Or it's going to cost millions of dollars. They lie about everything. It's just like going after Trump. You know, if you create evidence or lie about evidence or try to prosecute cases that there are no evidence or you're manufacturing the evidence, that is illegal.
But then
if you're hiding the evidence and you won't report the evidence and you don't prosecute people that need to be prosecuted because, oh, they're on your team, this is called lawfare, that's illegal too. So these guys keep citing, oh, yeah, you got to follow the law, but only when it suits their position.
But what's the saying? You find me the man, I'll find you the crime?
Yeah, Stalin 101
for you guys.
Yeah, I mean,
come on, you know? Hello? Well,
there's that book that it's gotten even worse now, 3 felonies a day, which means any given day, any individual commits on average about 3
felonies. Well, this is why they don't want equal justice. They don't want equal protection under the law. They want lawfare. And the reason they want is because the definition of tyranny is the arbitrary abuse of power. Who's ever in power can decide who they go after based on their political positions. If you're my opponent, oh boy, you're going to have to get rigged through the court system and we're going to just dismantle you. And I actually have a definition of lawfare here. Okay. Here's lawfare. Does this sound like anything that we're doing right now? This is Wikipedia. Lawfare is the use of legal systems and institutions to damage and delegitimize an opponent or to deter an individual's usage of their legal rights. The term may refer to the use of the legal system and principles against an enemy. Wait a minute, that's not equal protection, such as by damaging and delegitimizing them, wasting their time and money, or winning a public relations victory. Alternatively, it may describe the tactic used by regressive regimes to label and discourage civil society or individuals from claiming their legal right or via national or international legal systems. This is especially common in situations where individuals in civil society use nonviolent methods to highlight or oppose. Okay, now they're going to blur it into, oh, it's decriminalization, corruption, lack of democracy, freedom. No. What they're doing with the lawfare is they get to decide what is freedom, what speech is free. They get to decide who's in charge. They get to decide what they think is who the corrupt ones are, and they go after them if the, depending on their political stance. And so when you look at this, does this sound like they're using lawfare in America at this point, locally, federally, state-wise, at all?
Everybody at this point knows that they are. This was actually the point that I wanted to get to on the last one, but right now we have two amazing, huge, massive wins that took place for gun rights. And you've got gun rights that you just had the ban on large capacity magazines get overturned, and you just had the assault rifle ban that got overturned. But my problem with it is they've already got 20 new laws that they're trying to push to do the same exact thing as what they're doing.
Right.
Anybody who does this, we need to pass laws in this country that if you pass an unconstitutional law that gets overturned, you never get to hold office.
See, here's the danger that they, and maybe they, some of them do understand because the danger is real. What happens when they're out of power? All this illegal activity, this prosecutorial misconduct, all of this prosecuting crimes that don't exist and not prosecuting crimes that do exist, when they get, if they lose their ability or their power in politics at their positions, whether it's our local darling Democrat in charge of the voting or whatever it is at the state level, you know, Newsom, or at the federal level, bite me. If they lose their power and people start actually prosecuting the crimes that they have been committing, circumventing your constitutional rights, rigging the voter system, you know, whatever it happens to be in that particular situation, they know if they lose power, they're probably in trouble because of what their track record is.
That, I think, is why they're so hell-bent on passing laws that ensure that they never lose power again.
Right.
I mean, we look at what just took place with our voting. Does anybody actually think that we have a fair and legitimate election anymore at all?
Yeah, they know it. We know it. Everybody knows they cheated. Everybody knows. It's just that you can't admit it if you're on that side of the aisle, because then you would be telling the truth, which would then completely take your legs out at the knees with all your BS. And we want to talk about all the BS that goes on. And we'll start out. We've got a couple stories. But there is a if you go to lawfaremedia.org, there's actually an organization that talks about this lawfare. I'll post it on Facebook. Exactly what we just said they're doing. They don't even hide it anymore, because as long as they're in power, it's okay to do this, even if it's not really legal, as long as you've got people in places that just back your play no matter what. Mm-hmm. It's a one-way street. It's not equal protection. It's tyranny, which is arbitrary abuse of power, arbitrary application of the law depending on what a person's political viewpoint is. You MAGA extremists. And they have to label everybody.
Oh, they have to call names.
Oh, well, it's
but
it's,
if you call a name, oh, that's bad, well, bad, bad.
It's even more than that, because when they did the Patriot Act, they said domestic terrorist. So what they're doing is they're labeling you as domestic terrorists, so you fall under the Patriot Act, so you can be prosecuted as a terrorist if they catch up to you.
Well, it's worse than that. They want you to not be able to have prosecution at all. They want you to not be able to face a judge and jury. Why is it that we had January 6 people that didn't get a judge and jury for over 2 years?
Well, because if this is about winning from their perspective, this isn't about being fair. You got to get rid of the way we think and think about the way they think. They're twisted. They'll twist anything.
I find the person, I find the crime.
Just so you understand, there are kids who have been prosecuted under the Patriot Act in America. There was one kid, he got accused of having bomb-making materials, and he had only some wires that were found. They kept this kid without a trial. They only found wires in his house, nothing else, without a trial for over 6 months.
How about Grandma goes in onto the rotunda in the Capitol there, the rotunda, and does nothing but look around at the signs and then the pictures and then walks out and they prosecute her.
My point exactly. Yeah. But they're not prosecuting them. They're not giving them a fair and speedy trial.
Oh, it's
trial.
Not. No. Oh. They're prosecuting. They're persecuting them.
They're persecuting.
Yes.
It's political.
It's not a. It's not a legal prosecution. Look at the stuff that's going on with Trump. They're throwing stuff out right and left, and they're doing anything they can to keep him to shut up because the tide is turning on public opinion. People are starting to wake up to the fact that these guys are full of, you know what.
And it's obvious, and everybody knows it. And the what I think that is happening right now is they're trying to get us into a war on four fronts. You got Gavin Newsom right now going over and hanging out in China this last week? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah.
But that's what they want to do. They want to destroy this country. But what comes up out of the ashes isn't going to be the Phoenix of Freedom, trust me. So
it never was meant to be. When you look at it, you look at – I've been a little bit psychotic if you end up looking at it back.
I don't think that's the word you wanted.
No,
psychotic.
You think about
I'm sorry. I had to laugh at that. Yeah, we know you're psychotic.
You think about it.
I think you need to look that word up. It doesn't mean what you think it means.
it could.
It does in this case. Because remember 2 years ago when I'm ranting and raving like a lunatic about these people's plans that they put into their own freaking words about how 2030 you're going to own nothing and you're going to like it. And I was ranting and raving and everybody, no, that's never going to happen. Fast forward 2 years, damn, it doesn't look so crazy anymore, does it?
Well, we're going to talk about that. But
yeah, some real interesting things going on.
Just so you know, here's a psychotic disorder. are severe mental illnesses that cause abnormal thinking and perceptions. So maybe you need to change that to something that fits the bill a little better.
Well, what I was trying to say is most of the people that I was talking to 2 years ago on it thought I was psychotic.
Okay, that's different if they think you're psychotic.
There
because,
you go.
Because
yeah,
the two main...
That cleaned it up pretty good.
The two main symptoms of psychosis are delusions and hallucinations.
Exactly. But you go back and you look at, even on, go to rumble.com/fires and look at the Great Reset in their own words, and you look at, you'll actually see on the radio here 2.5 years ago, and I'm talking about how, hey, all these vehicles are going to be electric. Hey, all these vehicles are going to be self-driving. Hey, you're not going to end up having a job. Hey, there's going to be automation. They had it all in writing in their own plan right there for everybody to see. And anytime you bring it up, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. You're retarded. Come on.
But good, to your point, that's the way they've been with almost every subject that we've talked about how many years?
I want to do I'm working on a program right now where we go through and try to go back as far as we can and start with provable lies where they just have been, you know, lying over and over all up through.
We don't have enough time.
Yeah, I know. That's why, that's why I haven't produced the show yet, because you start going in there and you get lost in this maze of crap.
Yeah, you go way down in the rabbit hole that's constant lies on their part.
So, okay, do we have any announcements?
I do. Let's see. I did announce that if somebody wants to call in, they could get 2 tickets to the fundraiser for the California Rifle Pistol Association that is happening on November 9th.
I have we also have another Board of Supervisors meeting on Tuesday, October 31st at 9 a.m. over there at Court Street. And this is about the elections. We have a call to action here. You need to show up about refusing to certify elections conducted on fraudulent machines. And there's so much evidence now coming out of the fraudulent machines.
Everywhere.
I guess you have to go. Even Scroogle has stuff. But you might have to look deeper than, I don't know, the record flashlight because I think they're going out of business. Kind of like CNN. CNN.
And don't forget, we got the Veterans Day Parade on November 4th. Don't forget, Veterans Day is coming on November 11th. They will have a ceremony out at IGO, so it's a good day to take your family out there and teach them what that's all about. Also, we have Suicide Awareness, the Golden State Tour. They will be out at IGO Cemetery on 11/11 at 10 a.m., so you may want to plug into that. We do have a couple fundraisers coming up. You know, it is getting to be campaign season. Real shortly here coming, you know, in the next few months. So we've got Patrick Jones that's running for District 4.
Yep.
And he's got a fundraiser on November 18th. So if you're interested in that, you can go by Jones Fork and get tickets. Or you, if you've got something you want to donate for the cause and help out that way, you can drop it off at Jones Fork or give them a call at 530-222-3223.
And on that note, CNN is shuttering the Atlanta headquarters after more than 35 years. That came out yesterday. Yeah, it's CNN is to shutter its original headquarters in Atlanta following its final broadcast on Friday. Wow, isn't that interesting? If you lie to everybody for so long, after a while, even the guys that are not real smart figure it out. Okay, so we do have now I wanted to start, if we go to a break, let's go to a break, let's come back, and I want you to go with that article that you talked about.
All right.
And then I want to play this last Tucker Carlson thing and hit it a little bit.
And with that, we'll take a break. If you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Giramonti in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Giramonti. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565. Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Turn the tables instead.
guy there.
Aww.
That boy.
You love him and you squeeze him.
Alan Parsons project there, just for anybody who wanted to know.
And with that, before we get started on everything else, we do have a caller. We've got Dick on the line. And also, we did have somebody call in and claim the ticket. So congratulations, Bill.
All right.
All right, Mr. Wilkinson, I take it that's you on the...
good morning. You mentioned about the Shasta County California Rock and Roll Pistol Association having a fundraiser on Thursday, November 9th.
Correct.
But you didn't mention where you could get tickets if you wish to get tickets to attend it. Anyway, you could get it at Jones's Fort on Cypress Avenue or Rejuvenate Pools and Spas in Westwood Village. And you could talk to Gary or Wendy there at 530-782-2222 if you want tickets for that. And tickets are $40 each or a table of eight for $300. And, Mark, you need to get back to me on that subject.
I know. I talked to Linda about it. I'll have her call you tomorrow.
Yeah, call me sometime.
All right, very good.
Okay, one more thing. You know, I'm not a Marine Corps veteran. I'm a Navy veteran, but I'm helping the Shasta Marines with their fundraiser because they're having the very next day on Friday, November 10th, they're having their 248th birthday celebration at the Wind River Event Center. And I've been helping them sell these gun tickets. I have no Glock 17 left, but I have 23 tickets left for the Ruger LCR 38 Special Plus P, and I have 20 tickets left for the Rock Island 45 ACP.
And they're going to have that drawing at the event?
Yeah, the drawing will be at the event. You don't have to be there. The tickets are only $10. They're only printing 100 tickets, not 200 or 300, only 100. And you do not have to be there. And I have these tickets. If anybody wants to give me a call, my home phone number is 530-246-9131. Anyway, I have these tickets left. And I sold 77 of the 100 Glock tickets, and I don't know where the other 23 are, if they've been sold or not. I have no idea, but I have no more of the 9mm Glock, but I do have for the 38 Special and the Rock Island 45 ACP semi-automatic. So give me a call if you want to buy these tickets. They're 530-246-9131, and thank you very much. That's it.
All right, thanks, Dick. We appreciate that.
Oh, goodbye.
All right, bye. And thanks for calling in and giving the contact for the fundraiser. I didn't have it right in front of me, and I was trying to pull it up, but anyway.
All right, so let's move on. We got a couple stories. I know we just hit that CNN going out of business in Atlanta. It's kind of a big deal. But I want to go on to this other story that we talked about before the show. And so you had a story.
I did. I found this in Epoch Times, Epoch, however you want to say that.
Epoch Times.
Epoch Times.
Frank just called. The chapel in Igo is opening tomorrow.
Wow.
So, in the cemetery.
Because it's been closed for a while. Thank you for the update. We appreciate that.
Of course.
Yeah, that's important. All right, so the headline says, BLM leader stands with January 6 prisoners. And when I first saw this, I thought, yeah, right, okay. You know, this is, what a bunch of BS. So now they're trying to cover their tracks type thing. But Mark Fisher, the founder of BLM, has stepped down. And he had some interesting things to say about why he did that, that the Democrats and the Republicans basically are, you know,
the same guys?
The same guys. And
a uniparty?
And he come to the realization, and the evidence is out there, that our government and the people are pitting us against one another.
No.
That he has realized this through BLM, starting with George Floyd, basically.
Right.
To start the division.
Right.
In the parties and the people, and more of the people are starting to align with one another because they're realizing what the government is doing
to
us.
It's a divide and conquer strategy. Right. It's been used since the beginning of
war.
So I
just wanted to read a little bit about this. Let me see if I can get where I can see it in here. Mr. Fisher said he equally distrusts the Republican Party. Previous in the article, he talked about all the bad things about the Democratic Party, which they were standing with before, which he said is its own corrupt institution. This is why Donald Trump is so popular, he said. He's anti-institution. He can't be bought. He can't be sold. He can't... Oh, wait. He's going to give it to you straight and keep it real, and those who relate to that love that about him. If you look at both parties and the potential candidates, including the current president and vice president, I think he's the best candidate we have. It's a no-brainer.
Wow.
And I just thought that was very, very interesting.
Well, it's really true. I mean, that's why, you know, they were able to propagandize Trump, because he says what's on his mind. He tells you the truth. You might not like to hear it, and a lot of people don't like to hear the truth. It's like the truth of economics, or the truth of this or the truth of that. You know, they want to be sugar-pilled so that, oh, yeah, you know, we want to be on the right side of this virtual signaling, and we're doing it. Climate change is for everybody's own good, even though we give more and more power to the government to intervene in our lives and take away our freedoms.
And then at the end of this, he says more and more black people every day are supporting him. Look at the rappers. The latest one who you went turncoat on the Democrats was, I'm not sure how you say it, Waka Falka Flame, who announced, I don't know how you say it. Do you know how to say it?
I heard about that, but I'm not sure how you.
But anyway,
Waka Flame or Waka Falka
Flame. But they're starting to stand together with the rest of us to take back our country.
Now, with that said, I think this last Tucker Carlson, I'm not sure if it's the exact last one, but the recent one, this was on October 20th. I don't know if he's done anything since then. But I think this really is an important one. And Tucker's, you know, just really knocking it out of the park with the truth here. So let's listen to this real quick. Are we all set up to go? I'm not sure. We'll give it a try here. But I think this is very important. No, Okay, we're there. Here we go.
Was not in fact a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Hold on, let me get my sound up.
Ukraine is not actually winning the war against Russia. It could be time to revisit some of the other slogans we've been assured are true and ordered to repeat. Are they in fact true? Did, for example, a racist white cop actually murder a man called George Floyd, a civil rights leader, in Minneapolis on Memorial Day of 2020? Now, we've been told that that happened, told it relentlessly for more than 3 years. So at this point, we've been told it so much that pretty much everybody seems to believe it. And because everyone does kind of believe it, a small group of people has been allowed to make massive changes to American society. They include, but are not limited to, decriminalizing stealing, defunding the police, adding a new federal holiday to the calendar called Juneteenth, the ceasing of hiring all white men in corporate America, and of course, significantly, they also sent a cop called Derek Chauvin to prison for more than 40 years. He would be the racist white devil who murdered George Floyd. But the question is, did he actually murder George Floyd? And the answer is, well, no, he didn't murder George Floyd. And we're not guessing about that. We know it conclusively, thanks to a new court case now underway in Hennepin County, Minnesota. The case was brought by a prosecutor there called Amy Sweezy. She's suing her boss. So the case is not actually about George Floyd or Derek Chauvin, but it tells you an awful lot about both of them. In her deposition, which you should read, Amy Sweezy describes a conversation that she had with the county medical examiner, Andrew Baker, right after George Floyd died. Quote, I called Dr. Baker early that morning to tell him about the case and to ask him if he would perform the autopsy on Mr. Floyd. Sweezy recalls, though, this under oath in the deposition. Quote, he called me later in the day on that Tuesday, and he told me that there were no medical findings that showed any injury to the vital structures of Mr. Floyd's neck. There were no medical indications of asphyxia or strangulation. Oh. In other words, George Floyd, according to the official autopsy, was not murdered. He died instead of what we used to call natural causes, which in his case would include decades of drug use, as well as the fatal concentration of fentanyl that was in his system on his final day. So this was not a killing. It was yet another narcotics OD in a country that courts more than 100,000 of them every year. The medical examiner clearly understood that and, in fact, articulated it. And Sweezy explains. He said to me, she recalls in the deposition, Amy, what happens when the actual evidence doesn't match up with the public narrative that everyone's already decided on? And then he said, quote, this is the kind of case that ends careers. In other words, everyone lied about it from the very beginning. The people who knew the truth hid the truth and allowed the revolution to proceed. Now they've been exposed. Now we know the truth. What happens next? Well, they're going to ignore it. The Biden administration just issued a long purple statement celebrating George Floyd's birthday. He's a martyr. Despite the fact we know that he was not murdered. And by the way, Derek Chauvin is still languishing in jail for the rest of his life. So how do we respond to this? How do we respond to the truth once we have it? Well, Vince Everett Ellison seemed like a good man to ask. He's the author of Crime, Inc. He joins us now. Vince, thanks so much for coming on. So as with so many other stories, the origin of COVID, it's a blessing to have you. We now know what actually happened, but the question then is, what do you do with that knowledge? We know that the U.S. government, Tony Fauci, worked with the Chinese to create the virus that overturned the American economy, but, like, what do we do with that knowledge? What do we do with the knowledge that George Floyd was not actually strangled to death by a cop?
We have to acknowledge the people that gave it to us and why. See, George Floyd is the Democratic Party's prototypical black man. These are the black men they are trying to create. So George Floyd has to be elevated. He has to be celebrated. He's perfect to them. He was poor. He was uneducated. He was a drug addict. He didn't have a job. He was down there begging and crying and asking the white people to not kill him. To a white Democrat, this is the perfect black man. So he has to be elevated. Look, a few days ago, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden celebrated hip-hop music. They had a celebration of hip-hop.
Hip-hop culture is America's culture. It is a genre. It is music and melody and rhyme. And hip-hop is also an ethos.
A music genre that calls the black man the N-word, calls women the W-word and the B-word. Talks about misogyny, shooting police, smoking dope, selling dope, fighting, killing, acting a fool. They celebrated this genre. Why? Because this is how they see black America.
Because the CIA made it.
They see us the same way they see George Floyd. And they have to make more of us because everywhere they rule, you know, John F. Kennedy stood in front of the Berlin Wall in the 60s and said, if you think that communism is great, let them come to Berlin. Well, if you think that the Democratic Party is great, let them come to Detroit. Let them come to Chicago. Let them come to St. Louis. Let them come to L.A., Portland, Seattle, Memphis. Anywhere where they rule, you will see George Floyd's all over the place. And they're proud of them. In Baltimore, Maryland, they spend $21,000 per child for every child up there inside the school district. Not one school is proficient in math, science, or reading. But they keep it going every year. Why? Because they're producing George Floyd.
But
and George Floyd votes for the Democratic Party.
So when most of us, you, me, I think all normal people look at George Floyd's life, you think this is a disaster. This guy never added anything. He took a lot in prison at least 8 times. I mean, his life was a tragedy at best. Why would you want more people like that?
Because he votes for the Democrat Party. And then he teaches his children to vote for the Democrat Party. And then these white Democrats can feel superior to him. Yeah. He can be controlled by them. Just like, think about an old slave plantation, Tucker, back in the day. How they wanted their slaves to act. Subservient, obedient, ignorant, you know, doing what he was told. Not asking any questions. Having a slave mind. Being dependent on them. This is how they want black men to be in America. This is how they want the whole black community to be. This is why it started in the Civil Rights Movement. When Martin Luther King Jr. in his I Have a Green speech said, 100 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, the Negro is still not free. He said 5 times in that speech that we were not free. It turned the Declaration of Independence on its head because in our Declaration of Independence it said that our freedom was an unalienable right given us by God. John Locke, in his Second Treatise of Government, said that an unalienable right is a right given from God. It is irrevocable, non-transferable, and unsellable. The government cannot touch it. It supersedes law. It supersedes the Constitution. However, King said that we was coming to government and to the white man for our right to be free. Even at the end of the speech, he said, on some certain day, we'll be free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we're free at last. He said in that speech, when will we be satisfied? He said, we will never be satisfied until justice rolls down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. That's a fancy way of saying never. And so black people heard that speech and said that we were not free in America. And we make our children recite that speech every single year on King's birthday. And they say in that speech, the Negro is still not free. George Floyd was a slave in his mind. And the civil rights movement caused him to be a slave in his mind. And today they're still marching 60 years later, telling black people, you're not free. Beg for reparations. Beg for affirmative action. Kill your children in the womb. Cut off your child. You castrate your children. Let drag queens come into school and shake their behinds in your children's faces. Run God out of the public square. And then they end up like George Floyd. But the one thing they do consistently is they vote for the Democrat Party, and the places where George Floyd's live, they stay in absolute power.
That's a pretty dark explanation. So you're saying that the Democratic Party as an organization intentionally degrades black people to keep them compliant and obedient.
Oh, yes. In my book, Crime, Inc., I talk about one of the main things they do, like the mafia and organized crime. They humiliate black people. They demoralize them. It's a Marxist construct. They demoralize their people. They beat them down. They tell them that they're victims. Well, it was Martin Luther King Jr. that said, they tell you to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Well, how can you pull yourself up by your bootstraps when you're bootless? You know, he told us we were bootless. You know, you have black preachers, and you've heard, you know about my Iron Triangle, the black preacher, the black politician, the black civil rights worker. They go into the black community. Consistently, you're a victim. You're oppressed. The country hates you. Well, see, I look at them and I say, I'm a black man, but I cannot be oppressed. You know why? Because I'm a child of God. I'm an heir of Jesus Christ. I cannot be a victim. Why? Because I'm an heir of Jesus Christ. I'm a child of God. I cannot be a victim. See, they tell these people to go against their religion and their basic ideology, because most black men say they're Christians, right? But then they walk around saying, I'm oppressed. I'm a victim. I'm afraid. 365 times in our Bible, they tell us to fear not. Yet they walk around saying they're afraid in the United States of America. LeBron James said he's afraid. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar says he's afraid. Kaepernick said he's afraid. Well, I'm a black man in America, and I'm not afraid of a damn thing. I don't ask for permission in my own house. America is my home. So as they
seems like we might be having some
walk around here crying, talking about I'm frightened, I'm afraid, I can't make it. Please,
it's funny how that just
help me. Mm-hmm. I tell them they stink in my nostrils. They're an affront to God. The flip side of white male intimidation during the civil rights was also black male cowardice. They laid down and let them beat them, slap them around, rape their wives and their children. Well, no, not me. Never me. I'm a free man. I live in the United States of America. They say it's an honor to be, that it's, there's white supremacy and that white people have some type of privilege. Well, as I said before, it is a privilege to be white, but it's also a privilege to be black. And it's a privilege to be an American. And it's really a privilege to be a Christian in the United States of America, the greatest country on the face of this earth. And they're not going to make a George Floyd out of me. I stand up strong. I look them in the eye. And I say, I'm a free man. My freedom comes from God. It's an unalienable right given to me by him. You cannot touch it. And if you try it, I got two things that'll get you off of me. Jesus and my 38. Come try me out.
So the Democratic Party used BLM as...
You know, when I hear a black man say that, it gives me so much hope, because that's the truth. You might not like it. You might not like to hear it, but the truth shall set you free if you listen to it.
That is true.
And what he just said is so important in my book to understanding what freedom as opposed to slavery is. Slavery or freedom begins in your own mind. You can be locked up in the Hanoi Hilton and still be a free man, because they won't take it, even if they take your freedom away, you're still a free man in your mind.
Well, I have a challenge for you, because this is something that my wife went through. She's first generation Hispanic here in America. Well, she ended up not supporting Trump originally and then did her research and then said openly and proudly that she supported Donald J. Trump in 2020. It is amazing how many people who are your white friends who will immediately start calling you the most racist and bigoted names possible. So I dare you, if you are listening, you think, no, that's not true. That's not at all what's going on. Say that you support Donald Trump in 2024, just on a tweet, just on a Facebook post. See how many of your white friends come out and start saying things to you that you would never, ever tolerate them to say to anybody else of color. Just watch it happen.
Yeah, but it does give you hope, because just like the article I was reading about BLM, the founder of BLM, how many people really are, they don't think the way the mass or the media is portraying it out there.
They're starting to understand that they've been propagandized
exactly,
to the fullest extent.
They are victims like everybody else, that they're being used. Those people don't care one rat's about them.
Well, it's easy to blame everybody else when you think you're the victim of something that doesn't exist. If you don't take personal responsibility to better your situation, if you don't decide to be a free man and you say, I'm a slave, I'm just always going to be a slave, then you will make it so with the way you think. It's like what Henry Ford said, if you say you can't, that'll be true. If you say you can,
exactly,
that'll be true as well.
Yeah.
So,
well, there are absolutely horrible atrocities that have happened recently to black people.
And everybody.
Here's one thing that I want to say on it, and it's important that we ended up actually point the fingers at the people who are in charge of this. They're still the same people that are trying to get us to fight each other. All you got to do is you look at the rappers, rap as a hip-hop thing and a hip-hop nation. You look at what took place for the CIA in the 80s with the rappers to push drugs, and how many of these guys who were CIA operatives were rapping about stuff to get kids who were on the street to end up pushing these drugs, and then they killed them. You end up looking right now. I've got a story right here pulled up. Ex-FBI agent, Biggie filmmakers, sealed court documents reveal killer. It was a cop. This came out May 29th, 2021, and the person who killed Biggie was a police officer. They ended up covering the whole thing up, I believe, personally, because he was an FBI agent. I believe he was working with these guys to end up getting these drugs on these streets, getting these guns on these streets. We have all kinds of information out there, if you just end up looking it up, of them themselves.
Let's listen to the last minute or so of this and let it wrap it up.
Well,
and
then before you do, have you watched Police State?
Yes, I've watched Police State.
Okay.
There's also
everybody
there's
needs to watch
okay.
Police State.
Just,
you can
just
you can
throw
also
it out there.
You can download that or stream it live by going to PoliceState.net.
Yeah.
So here, let's listen to the last of this before we go to the break.
Domestic militia in the last presidential cycle, 2020, to defeat Donald Trump. Do you expect something like that to happen again?
Well, you see how they use the same tactics as Iran. Iran has Hezbollah and Hamas as their militias. And the Democratic Party uses BLM and Antifa as theirs, throwing the rock and hiding the hand. Of course they're going to do it. They've always done it. Even at the beginning, they used the Ku Klux Klan for the military ring. Now they're using BLM, they're using Antifa, they're using NAACP, and they're their suicide bombers. They're their shock troops. They're their brown shirts. They're their street soldiers. And they're going to go out there, and I guarantee you, Tucker, they're going to look over all the black-on-black violence. They're going to look over all the black men killing black men. They're going to look over all the snatching grabs and all the burning and all the fighting and looting and acting a fool. And they're going to find one crazy white cop that's going to do something to some crazy black man. And then they're going to try to burn this country down for it. That's their plan. That's their template. I hope America's ready for it, because it's coming. And it always works for them. It always works, because the press and everybody's just waiting. Oh, they're on the starting line just waiting for it. And as soon as they find that golden kill, watch them go crazy with it. BLM is going to start getting their money from the Democrat Party, because that's who they get it from. The same way that Hamas gets their money from Iran. BLM gets their money from the Democrat Party. And BLM does not stand for Black Lives Matter. It stands for burn, loot, and murder. And that's what we should call them from now on.
Vince Everett Ellison, Bible in a 38. It's great to see you today. Thank you very much.
Do you think we have any local brown shirts? You know,
I know this is a trick question, right?
So just for historical context, the brown shirts were the Nazis that had their little group that would go around. And
with that, we're at the top of the hour. We will pick this conversation up on the other side. We will see you in about 5 minutes.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Former Vice President Mike Pence has pulled the plug. He's ending his 2024 presidential bid.
After struggling to raise money and gain traction in the polls, Pence announced the suspension of his White House campaign effective immediately. Speaking at the Republican Jewish Coalition Conference in Las Vegas, the former vice president said he arrived at the decision after much prayer and deliberation. Pence had hoped his devout Christian faith and traditional conservative values would especially resonate with Iowa voters who will cast the first ballots early next year. But even in Iowa, Pence struggled. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Does this sound like you? About 2 in 3 Americans say their household expenses have risen over the past year, but only about 1 in 4 say their incomes have gone up at all. That's according to a new AP-NORC poll. As household expenses outpace earnings, many Americans are expressing concern about their financial futures. The watchdog for U.S. assistance to Afghanistan is warning that the Taliban is using aid through the establishment of fraudulent non-governmental groups to benefit.
The Taliban have exerted greater control over national and international NGOs since seizing power in August 2021. They have barred Afghan women from NGO work and sought to push out foreign organizations from the education sector. A report by the U.S. Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction said the Taliban extort and infiltrate existing NGOs to obtain or direct international donor aid.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The food delivery business Yellow is cutting 750 jobs nationwide and closing 90 delivery centers. The Minneapolis Star Tribune reports that closures for the Bloomington, Minnesota-based company will begin on December the 8th. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-320-7171. That's 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
King Charles wants to look to the future with his four-day state visit to Kenya on Tuesday.
But first, he'll have to confront the past. Charles is facing calls to address the legacy of 8 decades of British colonial rule, while also facing complaints foreigners still own large swaths of rich farmland and the UK has failed to accept responsibility for the crimes of British soldiers stationed in Kenya. The trip will also be closely watched around the world because it's the King's first state visit to an African nation, and his first to a Commonwealth member since he ascended to the throne last year. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
President Emmanuel Macron is promising to enshrine abortion in the French Constitution by next year. The president today posting on X, formerly known as Twitter, that a bill making this possible would be presented to his cabinet by the end of this year so that, quote, in 2024, the freedom of woman to have an abortion will be irreversible. News and analysis at townhall.com. Well, this is bad news if you have a sweet tooth, and who doesn't?
American shoppers are seeing double-digit inflation in the candy aisle. Candy and gum prices up an average of 13% in October. That's on top of a 14% increase in prices 1 year ago. Cocoa prices are trading at 44-year highs following heavy rains in West Africa that caused limited production in the season. In the meantime, global sugar prices are at 12-year highs. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, October the 29th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday. Actor Richard Dreyfuss is 76 years old today, Actress Kate Jackson turns 75. Comic strip artist Tom Wilson Jr., he's the guy that draws Ziggy. 66 candles on his cake today. Actress Gabrielle Union turns 51. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me.
Sovereign Minds, Empire Media, Community Radio for the North State, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And I guess, we had a light on over there. I'm not sure if it
was. Do we have a caller on the line?
Oh, okay.
No.
I guess
we do have a caller. I guess Dick is back on the line. Are you there, Dick?
Yeah, I forgot something when I called in earlier.
Oh, you did? you only get to come once.
Well, I forget things once in a while.
What do you got?
You know, a lot of people don't know my wife, Frances. They don't know me, but they know our home, which is on Barrel Court, which is close to the intersection of East Bonneville and South Bonneville. We have the big red barn that's lit up big time Christmas time. Anyway, what I forgot to mention is that we also do Halloween big time. Not like Christmas, but more than most people do. Anyway, our house is lit up, the barn's lit up, we have a spooky room in the barn, and we usually have about 300 or 350 people show up every year because a lot of people know we're doing it. And we'll be doing it again this year only on Halloween, Tuesday the 31st, this last day of the month. And also like to mention that I've had a loyal helper the last 7-8 years, Robert Exter, a good friend. He's been a volunteer to help me monitor the traffic because I can't allow a whole bunch of people into the barn because it's just kind of a small room. But we do have a lot of people enjoy coming to our place, and we don't charge anything. Just come by and have a good time, and we'll have plenty of candy and good stuff for our visitors. Anyway, that's it. It's on Barrel Court at the end of the cul-de-sac with a big red barn.
All right. Well, that's cool. Thank you, Dick, for calling back in, and we appreciate that.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, bye.
And all before right. we go on, the person that won the tickets, if you could call back in, because evidently maybe I misread the numbers or something, but could you please call the studio at 530-605-45 67 would be great. Thanks.
We're gonna go to the town hall meeting. I just opened up this. Just came in on a Joe Biden. Before we go to the town hall meeting, I gotta say this is unbelievable. Joe Biden wants more people to start living in empty offices. So the Biden administration has launched a new program aiming at tackling the U.S. housing crisis. Developers can access billions in federal funds to convert empty offices into apartments.
Oh, yeah, I think they're starting to do that in San Francisco.
It's like, are you freaking kidding me? We're not trying to sink the economy on purpose here, are we? Anyway, let's go to the town hall. I can't stand it.
Good day, and welcome to this week's Town Hall News Brief. I'm Phoebe Johnson, your host, here with the latest local updates. Our first brief is an update about the Gateway School Board election. The candidate forum between Camille King and Casey Bowden, originally scheduled by the League of Women Voters and the Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce, has been canceled and will not be held due to a scheduling conflict. In a related story, the newly formed Citizens Election Advisory Committee, CEAC, in Shasta County has discussed at length the draft bylaws and the scope of their authority to oversee election processes. Some members believe the intent was to grant them more oversight than the county attorneys say is allowed under the establishing resolution. There are differing views on whether the group should be called a committee, commission, or board. The county attorneys state the committee has no special right beyond the public to access election documents, like recall petition signatures. The committee voted to create an ad hoc committee to review election issues, including the recall of a supervisor, but how this will be accomplished legally is unclear. They requested a presentation from the elections department, but were informed they could not direct another elected official like the clerk. There appear to be differing interpretations between some committee members and county attorneys regarding the group's powers. The committee aims to avoid impeding election preparations as a special election nears. In our next story, the City of Reading is hosting public workshops to get feedback on plans to expand and improve Reading Regional Airport. The first workshop was held on Thursday. The goal is to update the airport's master plan to meet the increasing demand for air travel. Projects being considered include building a new terminal with more gates, expanding the TSA security area, and adding more parking. The plan will also try to attract new airlines and flights, like a hoped-for new route to Denver. The public workshops and feedback will help the city determine which projects are feasible. After completing the master plan, the city can apply for federal funding to cover the cost of approved upgrades and expansions. Stay up to date with this project by visiting www.reading.airportstudy.net. To follow up on last week's story, Shasta County plans to spend up to $100,000 on a media campaign against the proposed Fountain Wind Energy Project in eastern Shasta County. The county will create a website, mailings, videos, radio ads, and a media kit to inform residents about the perceived negative impacts of the 48-turbine wind farm planned by ConnectGen. Many residents and officials oppose the project, claiming it will hamper firefighting, be visually unappealing, and disrupt sacred native sites. Though the County Planning Commission and Board of Supervisors rejected the proposal, new state legislation allows the California Energy Commission to override local control and approve the project. The commission is still reviewing the application. County officials see the state's involvement as an overreach, taking away local control. ConnectGen touts economic benefits like tax revenue and construction jobs. For today's last brief, bring your household hazardous and electronic waste to the Household Hazardous and Electronic Waste Collection event in Shasta Lake City on Saturday, November 4th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The location is at the end of Shasta Gateway Drive. Take Ashby Road from Pine Grove Avenue or Shasta Dam Boulevard and turn onto Shasta Gateway Drive. Follow event signs. This event is open only to Shasta County households. Call 530-225-5789 or email recycle@co.shasta.ca.us with questions and a list of accepted items. Thank you for listening to your Town Hall Brief. Become part of the conversation at Shasta Lake Town Hall on Facebook or at 420truth_teller on X, formerly Twitter.
Boy, it's hard to keep up with the news cycle these days.
Just a little bit.
I was just thinking, we used to think the three biggest lies were, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. The check's in the mail. There was another one. I won't go into that one. But I'm beginning to think we got a new set of ones. I'm a fiscal conservative. How about I'm a patriot? How many guys are saying they're patriots out there? They're patriots to who? Stalin, Lenin, Marx, what? I don't know. Anyway.
Another one. I'm a conservative.
I'm a conservative, yeah. I'm a fiscal conservative. Yeah. How do you tell? Because I told you so. I mean, that's what these guys do. They gaslight so much. They think that they can say anything, especially these politicians. They're used to telling you who they are, even though they're not. Because, I'm a Republican. Except I voted with the Democrats on everything. Oh, I'm a fiscal conservative, except I voted to approve the last budget that was like sending a bunch of money to Ukraine instead of our borders protecting.
I like it when they say, I had to do it that way. I had to vote that way.
You don't understand.
Yeah, you don't understand.
That's the other one. You don't understand. You're just not smart enough. You're just not smart enough, and you're just not good enough to understand. Okay? Oh,
sure.
I'm about ready to throw up in my mouth here. Okay, so where are we going from here, I guess, is the question. Let's go to the Great Reset a little bit here and Klaus Schwab,
The monster.
Now, I don't know which one we want to play first. Mine's a little short one here, and this is the Australian politician, Australian senator who calls out Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset. It's like a minute. Let's play that one, and then we'll go to yours, and then we'll talk about it. But this is a guy telling the truth. It's funny how this just didn't make mainstream news. Here we go.
Klaus Schwab's life by subscription, quote, is really serfdom. It's slavery. Billionaire globalist corporations will own everything. Homes, factories, farms, cars, furniture. And everyday citizens will rent what they need, if their social credit score allows. The plan of the Great Reset is that you will die with nothing. To pull off this evil plan, Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum will need to take more than just material possessions from Australians. Senators in this very chamber today who support the Great Reset threaten our privacy, freedom and dignity. Yes, they're in this Senate chamber. One Nation vehemently opposes the Great Reset, the Digital Identity Bill, theft of agricultural land use, forcing farmers off their land, and all of the Great Reset. One Nation has a comprehensive plan to bring our beautiful country back to sustainable prosperity. And in the months ahead, we will be rolling that plan out. Instead of LibLab pushing Klaus Schwab's Great Reset with the tagline, "You will own nothing and be happy," One Nation advocates the Great Resist. We stand for a world where individuals and communities have primacy over predatory...
2022 portion of it. Now, this is what they say in the second paragraph. By 2025, Web3 technologies will have revolutionized the world's commerce in much the same way that Web2 transformed access to information, physical and digital. Things will be listed and traded on the open, liquid digital market. In early days of the Internet, information was mostly siloed with proprietary online networks. However, the zero marginal cost of distribution combined and consumer demand led to a single searchable open Internet of information we enjoy today. Understandably, commerce has taken longer to make this leap. With the exchange of physical assets, they need to manage counterpart risk, mediate disputes, and ensure settlement, require trust. This trust is vested in either trusted intermediaries or trusted sellers. Consequently, e-commerce transactions are mostly siloed within one of many closed proprietary systems. The advent of Web3 technology enables the automation of settlement by smart contracts and tokenization of physical asset commerce transactions to a universal standard such as NFTs, just as decentralized finance money lingo applications begin to unbundle with traditional finance, an ecosystem of decentralized commerce logo protocols. So what they're saying here is they're hijacking everything that was supposed to become decentralized, and they're going to end up making it to where you have a very centralized, secure set of smart protocols that you have to use from their own individuals and then making a worldwide currency. Ha! Fun.
Hey, that'll be great. That'll be great for everybody but us.
Well, and this is the point. They slap their timelines on these things, and then a lot of times they actually end up moving up their timelines. It's not that it's slowing down. It's not that, oh, this is getting better. It's that, oh, this was originally scheduled for 2030. Now it's 2027.
Hey, did you see the jobs report? Hey, we're growing at 4.9% in jobs. That's why we're...
Yeah, it's going to be interesting this week what numbers they come out with, huh?
Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to be really good.
Yeah, but I have a 401k, so I'm safe, and my money's in the stock market, so I'm good. And I got a government pension, so it's all good.
And I have a savings account.
Yeah, I'm on Social Security, so what the heck? I mean, what could happen?
These people are not pulling their shots. These people are sharing their information right out in the open. You don't have to hide
it. Because they're arrogant and they think that it doesn't matter if they show it to you now.
When I
what are you going to do?
I want to go back and I want to look at, on August 3rd, 2020, preventing a disrupted presidential election and transition from Transition Integrity Project. Now, this was actually a situation to where they wanted to transition Biden in. And they claimed that they had a bipartisan group. And all the way up to the point of saying that we're going to withdraw states like California and Washington from the entirety of the United States if Trump should win. So clearly that's bipartisan. But basically they're literally saying we're going to go to civil war, and you have people like John Podesta who are involved in this. You have all kinds of big names that are in this.
One of the most slimy persons I've ever seen and up to date. And gee, isn't that an insurrection?
So there was four different games that they ended up having, and the only one that was fine was a narrow Biden win. That was the only one out of these that were completely fine. All of the rest of them were going to be upheaval and Black Lives Matter totally swarming all of the cities.
Yeah, that's the only way we can make things better is let's have Biden another 4 years.
Well, yeah. Whoa.
This is 22 pages, and you know what? I'm actually stay tuned. I'm going to end up posting this and going through it on rumble.com/fires because it's so important that people realize this. And then there's also, just later on, you ended up having a follow-up on this of February 4th, 2021, where you have time.com that ended up referencing this, the secret history of the shadow campaign that saved the 2020 election. They're referencing that very thing that they were talking about in that preventing a disrupted election. And from the Transition Integrity Project. But we'll be going over that on my channel on that at least. But seeing what they were doing at that point in time,
we might be vacating some of the channels or some of the radio stuff here, because at some point in time, I mean, it seems like they're banning a lot of this stuff on the open airs, and it doesn't seem like every week we have some kind of trouble. They block something or it goes out or goes down. I mean, I guess that's just coincidence, right? But
for the last 2 weeks, I have not been able to post the documents from here or for the video that was on this channel. So I can't do anything from the radio station here for the last 2 weeks. I didn't even bother bringing it in because I'll get 5 minute snippets and it won't work.
Well, maybe it's because you're psychotic.
Could be. Do you guys have issues with documents just ending up being blank, too, on your computer?
Yeah, I have a lot of that. But so we were talking about this off air. When this war in Ukraine actually ended up starting,
right,
there was a video that I had seen that somebody in the area had sent me, and it was of Ukrainian soldiers from three different locations that were forcing people into their apartment buildings and chaining them in. They were shooting at their own citizens and sending them into these apartment complexes. And they had missile batteries that they set out outside of these apartment complexes and shot missiles directly into Russia. I saw the video. I showed Linda the video.
Yep.
I ended up trying to discuss this on the radio at that point in time. And 13 minutes lost, gone. Didn't end up showing up. AM, FM went down. Not recorded online, nothing else. Ended up going home, made the same video. Video on four different platforms got taken down. Just gone. No, you did anything wrong. Nothing else from that standpoint. Just gone. Ended up making the same video a little bit later, just without showing the video and just hinting at some of it. Fine. It stayed up. Very next day, front page news all over the world was how Russia ended up attacking apartment buildings and schools and hospitals. The very same places, the very same scene, just without the missile batteries and all the dead people that were inside. They didn't want that information getting out because right now what's taking place with Hamas appears to be the same exact crap. They're hiding behind women and children and end up doing horrible atrocities of war, and war is hell. But the problem is they want you to only see one particular narrative, and nobody really is ever right in war. War is hell. There's no good thing that comes from it generally, aside from sometimes you have a superior force that ends up taking a place, and then they call them colonizers. That's basically what it comes down to.
All righty then.
Rant over.
The Great Reset is a wonderful thing after all, right?
Yeah. This is the thing is that we're being lied to on every front. You have all these new IRS agents.
Well, that's why you got all these guys that are screwed up out there. They're like, oh, you guys are going to jail because you're the FBI's after you. Oh, yeah, you're going to jail. And we're the Patriots, not the brown shirts.
Well, this is one more time to where we end up saying, okay, well, I guess the conspiracy theorists were right. So this is from the Epoch Times. As of today's date,
so is that a conspiracy? I keep asking that question. If it's truth, is it conspiracy?
Well, we know who coined the term conspiracy theory. It was the CIA.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it.
So the IRS chief hints at possibly audits may rise for Americans earning under $400,000. I thought that wasn't going to happen. It was only going to be people over that.
What?
IRS Commissioner Danny.
Remember who said that? Biden? Liar.
So I'm going to move on. Let's talk a little bit about some of the Pfizer stuff that's been going on this week. There's been some news about different things, incentivizing drugs and stuff. Yeah, have you got something?
Yeah, I was going to say also, you know, they're actually getting charges brought against some of the companies and stuff for the vaccines.
Well, it seems like they doped their, for lack of a better word, they messed with their reports on a bunch of different stuff, studies. The Pfizer guys, and I'm trying to pull it up.
Yeah, there's one guy. He's a prominent Swiss scientist that actually is calling for the arrest of the corporate elites and unelected globalist bureaucrats over allegations of demos. I can't get it out. So because of the harm that these people have created with the jab.
Well, so I'm looking at this story here, and if I can get it to come up, it's kind of screwy here for some reason.
Looking at this, there's a couple of different situations on this that I've been following. So there was one of the trials just had 82 of the injected participants disappear from their
follow-up.
That's the story I'm going after here. I think I finally got it to come up. The title I have is How Pfizer Hid Nearly 80% of the COVID Vaccine Death Trials from Regulators. Mm-hmm. And so what they did through these trials was Pfizer Biotech delayed reporting of vaccine-associated deaths among the it's like the BNT162B2 clinical trial participants until after the Food and Drug Administration issued the Emergency Use Authorization Act for the product. The vaccine makers also failed to account for a large number of subjects who dropped out of the trial, which is interesting. Together, these strategies kept the regulators and the public ignorant of a 3.7-fold increase in cardiac deaths among the subjects who received the vaccine, according to the analysis by the International Journal of Vaccine Theory, Practice, and Research. The authors of the paper described it as a forensic analysis defined by the U.S. National Institute of Standards and Technology. The use of scientific methods or expertise to investigate crimes or examine evidence might be presented in a court of law. What did the analysis show? Corinne Michaels, PhD, retired distinguished professor from biology at Queens College, New York, led the Daily Clout Pfizer Biotech documents investigation team on what the authors claim to have was the first independent examination of the original data from the Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 mRNA vaccine, which is the BNT162B2 clinical trial. Investigators looked at each of the 38 deaths incurring between March 13th and July 27th, the start of the phase 2/3 of the biotech vaccine trial, and the end date culminating with a 6-month report. The trial phase involved 44,000 some change subjects. Half received the dose and half got a placebo consisting of inactive sterile salt solution. The trial was unusual because week 20, after the FDA issued the EUA, the Emergency Authorization Use Act, for the vaccine, trial subjects in the placebo group were allowed to switch to the vaccinated group and receive the first shot. So how does that work? So we've got everybody, we're doing a blind study, a double blind study, and we've got a trial group here that we're giving the vaccinations to and a trial group that we're not giving the vaccinations to.
Uh-huh.
And then the 20 weeks into the study, we switch everybody who's not getting the vaccinations to the people who are getting the vaccinations. So everybody's
Everybody's vaccinated. Everybody's getting, at that point.
Yeah, so they're switching the placebo group to the vaccinated group or unblinding the which normally occurs when the benefit of the drug is so great that not only treatment becomes, not treating everybody becomes unethical. For example, investigators might consider unblinding a cancer trial if at some point all of treated patients deteriorated or died, but all the people who were untreated died, and all the people who were treated were improving. You know, then you might start giving them
that would skew the numbers or anything at all when you do that. When you all of a sudden everybody is being jabbed.
That kind of is interesting. Okay, so unblinding conditions may be specific in the study design, but they are usually involved or input in a review from medical personnel. So of the 20,000 unblinded placebo subjects at the Pfizer trial, 19,000 and some change received at least one dose. So how is that a trial to see how this thing works?
Well, you could say the ones that just, got the group that just got the placebo to start with. See, it works.
Or it doesn't. So normally the decision to unblind a vaccine trial would be based on the product's safety and effectiveness in reaching a certain endpoint or objective. Endpoints for a drug to prevent viral infections might be a positive test or a self-reported COVID-19 illness. The case numbers that drove much of COVID-19 policy. Illness requiring hospitalization and death. But perhaps unexpectedly, after 33 weeks, the data revealed no significant difference between deaths in the vaccinated and the placebo groups. No S,
see?
Sherlock, because they're all the same people. it's unbelievable. For the initial 20-week placebo-controlled group portion of the trial, after 20 weeks, most former placebo subjects had received the vaccine. Deaths among those in the vaccine group continued unabated. The author, when you start really unwinding this, so what are they doing? They're hiding the evidence that there's a problem with the vaccine, no question about it. How did Pfizer get around its legal and ethical obligations? They obtained through the freedom of Pfizer biotech data obtained through a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit uncovered that 4 additional deaths in the vaccine group and 1 more in the placebo group. But Pfizer failed to include this data in the FDA submission despite an explicit study design requirement to do so, I guess.
And with that, we're going to go to a break, and we will pick up this conversation on the other side.
Breathe last, and you're still stuck behind your mask, and I'm offended. You're offended. Let's all get offended tonight. I'll order us a beer. We can sit down right here and scream and yell at us and fuss and fight. Now hang on just a minute. You can't amend the First Amendment. You're offended, I defend it all the time. So let's take another sip. Don't hold back and let it rip, cause in the end you'll be left and I'll be right.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Giramonti in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Giramonti. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to nanowrimo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday November 10th at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Short clip here, then we're going to go to you guys, whatever you got, and we got a fast show today, as always. There's too much to try to get out there. Here we go. Oh, hold on. I got to turn the sound up. Oh, here we go. There we go. All right, here we go.
For many years, doctors have received bonuses for adherence to the latest drug therapy protocol. Drugs that are known to be dangerous, such as statins and antidepressants. And now we know that insurance companies are paying doctors to fully vaccinate your children. This incentive program for vaccinating babies can be found in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Doctor Incentives Booklet and specifies that every patient under the age of 2 that receives the currently prescribed 24 inoculations is worth a $400 payout to that doctor. For further motivation, they get paid by the 100, and they have to vaccinate a certain percentage of their total patients, or they don't get anything. Blue Cross Blue Shield say that a doctor needs to vaccinate 63% of their patients in order to qualify. The average American pediatrician has about 1,500 patients, and would have to have at least 945 of them fully vaccinated in order to get paid anything. At 40,000 for every 100, this works out to $360,000. This is why most pediatricians won't provide care for families who don't completely submit to the latest childhood vaccine protocol. We are talking over $250,000, which is more than the average pediatrician's yearly salary. Research shows that an unvaccinated child's risk of death increases by over 5,000% when they receive the current vaccine schedule. And doctors are now beginning to use virtual reality to help them administer these poisons to children who instinctively know better.
I'm going to stop it there, but I think you got the gist of it. It's not good. And this isn't going to go away. These people think that it's going to go away that are out there. Oh, yeah, you denier. You're a denier. You're an election denier. You're a vaccine denier. You're a COVID denier. No, I didn't deny any of that. I'm just saying what you're doing is following the prescription for destruction by not acknowledging facts that don't agree with every narrative that comes down from on high.
But not just that. Look what's happening. They're pushing the doctors out, the good doctors out,
right,
and healthcare is going to be harder and harder to obtain unless you know, go with their program.
Oh, that couldn't happen. Come on. Stop
I know.
So I have some stuff that's following up on that that I'm surprised even ABC News is touching, but I think they have to because of the source for where it's coming from. So getting flu and COVID shot together is still reasonable amid safety review of potential stroke risk. Older adults who received last year's COVID booster and high-dose version of the flu vaccine the same visit may have a potential increased risk of stroke, according to the new FDA-funded study. Experts urge the results were preliminary and may not be explained by other factors, such as the fact older adults are already at a higher risk for stroke due to their age. So why even mention it? Oh, because it's an increase. Weird how that works.
Yeah, so let's not just give people one dose of toxins and chemicals. Let's double dose them and see if there's a problem.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, I mean, what could honestly happen here?
Remind you, too, Disney's ABC has a shocking number of their shows that are brought to you by Pfizer.
Right.
Now, there's also another one that they're pushing back on as of October 12th that's kind of interesting, the way that they phrase this. Vaccine experts are pushing back on an analysis published by Florida's Surgeon General that warns COVID-19 vaccines increase the risk of cardiovascular-related deaths in young men, citing the study poorly designed and dangerously misleading. Brought to you by Pfizer.
All right. I just have a headline. Remember, it's been about a month or two. We reported on the lab down out of
Reedley.
Yeah. Right? So now the headline is the global web behind a secret Chinese biolab in California. Chinese companies related to the biolab have a troubling history in the United States, Canada, Hong Kong, and a handful of other countries. Now they're worried the person that, remember the lady saw the hose out the door, whatever, and went in and shut them down or investigated them for code enforcement. Even her now is saying, how many more of these are possibly around in the United States? Just a thought.
Batten down the hatches. This is getting ugly.
And with that, we do have a caller we can go to. We've got Andrew on the line. Good morning, Andrew.
Hi, guys. I'm kind of going to go off topic a smidge. You know, they want this war in the Middle East. What country has more vaccinated persons in it by force? Is it Israel? Yeah. Would you agree?
I think so.
What better way to hide the vaccine deaths than to have them die on the battlefield?
Yeah, that's a thought. I don't know if there's any evidence to back that up, but I hear what you're putting down.
Well, these people are evil. And then another thing, are you familiar with, Mark, you familiar with Bo Pony?
I've heard of Bull Pony. I'm not sure what exactly you're referring to.
Well, he's predicting the markers of a stock market crash on Monday.
Ah.
It's mirroring 29 every day this last week. So we're expecting that.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've been getting reports from a ton of sources that it's not going to be too much longer before we see some kind of disruption somewhere, whether it's a collapse of the currency, stock market crash, a bond market. Most of it's all coming from the bond market, is my opinion. But if we see a runaway interest rate spike on the bond market, everything else is just going to be in trouble.
Isn't that supposed to come out this week?
That's what I'm hearing, but
yeah,
I haven't
seen it. What the interest rates, though?
Well, the bond market interest rates now are just hovering just below 5%.
Yeah, 5.25% or something?
No, it's just 5. It hasn't hit 5 yet. It kind of dipped over 5 once a little bit this last week, I think, but it went down. So it's just a little under 5%. But if that keeps going up, but it's been going up dramatically unabated, and in order for them to stop that from happening, there's some big buyer out there who's purchasing the bonds to keep the interest rates down. And there's not too many buyers that are big enough to make that happen.
Well, the Fed.
Yeah, exactly.
But the Fed is, a government entity. It's private banks. And they're keeping their thing afloat at this time for not long. Bo Pony is using biblical scriptures and feast days and using math. And he predicted, not saying exactly what would happen, the day Ruth Bader Ginsburg or Darth Vader Ginsburg passed away.
Yeah.
Many, many things have come to pass on the dates he's giving. So we're going to see a Black Monday, and I do believe
I totally agree with you. I just don't know if you can predict it to the day.
Well, it typically happens in October.
Yeah, your odds go way up in October, it seems.
And we're almost out of October.
Well, and to your interesting thought as well, there was one that came out as of today's date from MEMRI. It's a news organization, an outfit out of the Middle East. So this is their official post, but they have it on Twitter. Hamas leader abroad, Khalid Marshall, the Russians told us that our October 7th operation will be taught in military academies, and the Chinese are thinking of carrying out a similar attack in Taiwan. So at the same time that we've got all this going on, we just sent two of our aircraft carriers over to Israel. We have all of these different...
Well, we've already knocked down some drones and some missiles as well, so we're actively involved over there at this point. Whether we're in World War III remains to be seen, but there is going to be some kind of a Black Swan event, and not any conspiratorial... I mean, we're not doing any conspiratorial conjecturing at this point, but if China does go into Taiwan, you better have some food and stuff stored up, because the supply lines for sure are going to be cut.
Yep.
Well, and the other thing that you've
not to mention the millions of military-aged men who've entered the country in the last 2 years. Good Lord.
Yeah, I don't see how we're going to avoid some things like we've seen in Israel or other places with the terrorists, because they've been letting them come in unabated pretty much.
It helped, actually, given communications and then sent throughout the land. You know, I'm sure there's weapons caches all
over. There's quite a few.
The problem in Long Beach, they say it's been the updated systems on the diesel trucks to make the pollution go down. You know, listening to Jim Willie, they are stopping the flow of the Connex boxes because of the threat of munitions and so on and so forth coming in.
And that's interesting. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah. The military apparently is you know, going in at night and then checking the Connexes, and you know, they're finding stuff.
So regardless of whether we are actually completely accurate and we know all this are total facts, if you're not seeing a little bit of writing on the wall, you're not very bright, because we could pretend and stick our head in the sand all day long, but there's something big coming down the pipe here, no matter how you slice the pie.
There's that scene in Batman where the Joker says, hey, as long as you've got a plan, nobody loses their mind. But without a plan, everybody loses their mind. Well, right now, DHS and FBI have issued a warning over possible violent extremists and lone offenders that could target Muslim or Jewish people. This is October 26th. Now, obviously, we're seeing this all across the country right now. We're seeing it in New York. We're seeing it in Berkeley. We're seeing it at all of these higher education places to where they're openly supporting the killing of women and children. It's pretty interesting how that works. But since you have so many of these individuals who are there doing that, it's pretty logical to think, hey, maybe a few of these guys that have come into the country illegally or have been funded by people like Iran or people like China who got their tickets, and we can track the money, and we see that a lot of these people are coming in through their financing of places like China, might want to do us harm. It's just a thought.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, with that said, go ahead and wrap it up, Andrew.
Yeah, because we do have another caller on the line.
Oh, okay. Well, five silvers, $22 an ounce. Buy the other precious metals. Lead with a copper jacket. And thank you very much for your show.
Appreciate All right. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. And I don't have a name, so we'll go to the next caller. Are you there? Caller, are you there? Hello?
Hey, good morning.
Morning, Lori.
Oh, hey, good morning, Lori.
Real quick, I was going to give you what happened to me in the week, taking an elder to just a routine appointment for, like, cholesterol, blood pressure, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, in the 45 minutes while I'm waiting for her, because she cannot drive, they gave her a flu shot and a COVID, the latest shot, at the same time. And when she toddled out 45 minutes later, she's not looking well. And she tells me once I'm in the car driving her that she had these two shots, and I go, did they have you wait for 15 or 20 minutes? She goes, no, because I've already had all the other ones. I'm like, oh, great. So So now I'm driving someone that might have a seizure, a heart attack, God knows what, and I'm absolutely so annoyed at the medical people that do this when they clearly see that they're escorting this person to someone like myself. Please educate us. Please let us know what you did out of common safety.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And so these elders, they don't even know what's going on. She can't keep up. And so I agree with your previous caller, Andrew. I really think they're going to start doing these other ways to get rid of people that were vaccinated, boosted, and all the rest in small pieces. Look what happened at Hawaii. Look at what just happened in Acapulco. If they can continue to harp and DEW and zap away places little by little and blame the weather or a hurricane or an earthquake, tectonic weaponized stuff, we're going to be seeing a lot of, it was something else, not the shot, not the jab. Just saying, no matter how big your home is or your vehicle or your bank account, our graves will be about the same size, folks. So the world is changed by your example, not your opinion. So those people that go on the board of supervisors and yap and bark and snap away and keep hijacking it, show us by example the kind of people you are, not your opinion that you continue to bloviate.
Well, I'm showing that we don't have internet here. It's interesting.
Yeah,
I have it right now.
It happened about a half hour ago whenever a couple of us pointed that out.
Oh.
So, again,
I have a question for you, Lori.
Yeah.
Did the lady really know what they had done to her or anything? Did she say?
I think she's aware enough like that. And every once in a while I run into some of these elders that they don't want to give me an emergency contact when I'm driving them. They'll say, my ID or something's in my purse and wallet. And I'm like, oh, that's not how I really function and operate. I'd like to have a family member or somebody who's your emergency contact. And they will absolutely not want to know more because they know I'm probably a mandated reporter as well. And they don't want to go into that. They just want their ride. And thanks a lot. Right. Bye-bye.
Curious, because remember a few years back, like when you went to the hospital, you had to be careful with the jab that they weren't automatically giving it to you if you went through emergency or surgery. And a lot of people didn't know that what they were consenting to, because it wasn't black and white. So I was just curious if they were still trying to pull that kind of thing.
Right. And if I had known her longer, I have just kind of met her very recently as helping. They don't always give you the paperwork other than maybe,
right.
And I think they stopped doing the booster cards because that's evidence and proof. So I think they're just slipping in these shots with the latest ingredients. Who knows what the hell's really in it? We've been questioning this for the longest time. So I welcome Dr. Mu, our new health officer. I hope he does the right thing and doesn't get pushed around like the previous one and can hold a alignment on the proper things, even though he himself has said he's taken the vaccine shot inoculation. I hope he hasn't taken all of them, because every time you take one, it reduces your life expectancy, the more I read about this. So I don't know. It's getting the medical people have got to start owning what they're doing and stop treating these elders that are obviously confused, slow, impaired, and all the rest. My God. It's like that video you played with Greg Reese. Where they're mass vaccinating, mass murdering children.
Right.
How are they going to recover from the genetic damage? I don't know of anything that undoes genetic mRNA infiltrating your nucleus.
They got some protocol out, and I haven't had a chance to do any research on it, so it might not be completely hopeless at this point. But they're coming out with some. I think it wasn't McCullough, I think it's Peter McCullough says he's got a protocol, and maybe
Robert. I know, but
Mueller.
He's selling a lot of products. There's a lot of those frontline doctors that they'll have something that might buy you some time. I'm talking about a complete cure.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not aware of one.
I don't know. It's
as of today.
I don't know.
I hope there is one.
Me too.
All right. Well, thanks for taking my call.
All right. Very good.
Thanks for the call.
All right.
Yeah,
thanks, Lori.
They are improving on some of the treatments. I don't know if they actually have where they can reverse it, but some of it is in regards to also ultraviolet light.
I just find it so stunning that people trust Pfizer or the government at this point.
Well, you used to be able to trust your doctor. You thought you could. You know, that's why I was asking, well, like, again, with the old lady.
It's like the same,
you know,
for the
they kind of intimidate them sometimes.
But it's about money, you know. That's why the love of money is the root of all evil. If you're paying all these doctors off and you're buying all the media, and where does that come from? Where does all this endless stream of money come from, to the politicians, to wherever? Well, you know, there's not that many sources that could actually do that. And, oh, but we, the super capitalists, okay, and the big corporations, but that's okay because Pfizer's the big corporation. How do you twist this all around somebody's brain without, you know, turning into a psychotic Europe?
There you go. You're psychotic. Yeah.
Welcome to my world.
Okay, so we got a couple minutes. I do want to acknowledge the Speaker of the House. We finally got a Speaker of the House this last week. And I want to play a short clip before we go out. We got a couple minutes. This is about a minute clip. This is a speech, and it requires action on the impeachment. Let's. This guy might be okay. We'll see.
So you get it.
This is not rocket science. This is now a full MAGA House. And whether it was exhaustion or a lack of courage or a lack of imagination, you know, you had the entire Republican Party basically now lining up behind a super uber Trumpy speaker.
Wow.
Which seems to be the story of the last 7 years.
Article 1, Section 2 of the Constitution itself expressly states that the sole power of impeachment belongs here to this House. And then Article 2, Section 4 says, listen to the language carefully. It's expressly written in the Constitution. This is not political talking points. We're not making this up. It says in Article 2, Section 4, that the president shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. My friends, I just listed just a small sampling, just the tip of the iceberg of the credible allegations and the mounting evidence that shows that Joseph Biden has engaged in bribery schemes, pay-to-play schemes. This is what the evidence shows. We have to follow it. We took an oath to uphold the Constitution. The Constitution requires this action. The inquiry is the appropriate step. We have no choice to pursue the facts wherever they lead. And
this is not right.
So, let's see. It doesn't, if you're being bribed by your enemies in the world, doesn't that constitute treason as well? And this is what they don't want to, oh, but that's those MAGA Republicans. They're the problem. They're not, it's not that we got such a corrupt administration that they're targeting all of their opponents and, you know, using lawfare against anybody who goes against them. And we've got our brown shirts running around all over the place being paid to try to circumvent the Constitution and stir up a bunch of, you know, problems so that we concentrate on everything but the real problem, which is the corruption and at all levels of government. No, it's those MAGA guys. It's not the Marxist brown shirts that are attending our local Board of Supervisors meeting and I don't even know what the difference between a Marxist is and a guy who actually supports freedom. Yeah, you know, it's the MAGA guys.
Well, and it's interesting, too. All of this is interesting, but it's letter. FBI had 40 confidential informants with criminal information on Hunter and James and President Joe Biden. The revelation included in a letter with Senator Chuck Grassley, a Republican of Iowa, sent on October 24th to the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland and FBI Director Christopher Wray. Based on the information provided to my office over a period of years by multiple credible whistleblowers, there appears to be an effort within the justice system and FBI to shut down investigative actively.
I think we're done. Well, I think
we're
at the end of the road here.
Yep.
Remember, government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous and a servant and a fearful master. We'll see you on Tuesday at the Board of Supervisors.
Yeah, we'll see y'all next week.
All gun controls races. See y'all next week.
We won't give up our freedom. There were bright lights before it all went too dark. And there white lies, they divided our hearts. In the blink of an eye, we were all left with scars. Listen to man-made decisions, should've trusted God.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.